All right, we're going to go ahead and call to order the Red Bridge Public Infrastructure Districts, both number one and two, to order. Today is January 20th, 2026. It's 10:04 a.m. I'm Michael Jensen with Snow Jensen and Reese. So for the call to order, if everybody could state your name for the recording and record, we'll start with the board. Michael, your chair, do you want to start?
Yeah, Michael Crandall, board chair.
Sheila Michaelis, treasurer.
Shelby Clymer with CLA, district accountant.
All right, that's everybody I show on the call. We do have Christy Barker back at the anchor location. Christy, do we have any members of the public?
No.
Okay. So board, first up, we have our board meeting minutes from our December 15th meeting. Have you guys had a chance to review those? Do they look accurate?
They look good to me.
Okay. Could I get a motion, Michael?
I make a motion to approve the board meeting minutes as typed.
Thank you. Sheila, you there?
Oh, I second it. Sorry.
Thanks. Just a friendly reminder.
Yeah.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
That is unanimous. Shelby, do you want to share the expenditures? Do you want me to?
I can share.
Okay. And then you can just go from there. So yeah. Next up, board, are the fourth quarter expenditures.
So as Michael was explaining before the meeting, this is just something new that we're going to be doing moving forward that would list all of the expenditures incurred and paid for the quarter. And really, I should say any expenditures paid, we'll kind of do it based on the payment listing, just to kind of be a little bit more clear and concise with what was actually paid and what cash went out the door. So for the district for the fourth quarter, and I apologize, this should have been October 1 through December 31, but just about 8,500 bank fees that are just pulled automatically from the Mountain America Credit Union account, and then the audit fees for 2023 audit was paid out of the checking account. So typically we won't go into very much detail on these unless there's specific questions. But again, I think just kind of best practice to make sure that the district is, you know, really discreetly approving and accepting the expenses for the quarter. So Sheila or Michael, any questions on this?
I just got a question for Sheila. Do you think we can get change the account with Mountain America so they don't charge us bank fees?
Well, I've actually talked to them about this before, and I can't remember what their response was now. I'll have to get a hold of them again and find out. But it definitely is because of the type of account it is. And it was a rigorous process setting up this account. So I know it's specifically for a public entity account. So there's...
So maybe it's required?
Yeah, I think there's a reason for it for sure, but I can call and ask him again and find out.
Okay.
I had the same question. So
yeah. Yeah, because it's just sitting there draining our account as we don't do anything. So
right.
It may have been when we were writing lots of checks out that it was required, but now that we're not going to be doing anything but paying the bills, that maybe we can get it dropped.
Yeah,
I'll call him again.
Very good.
Shelby, does it help if I send you, I know when you ask for the statements, sometimes the statements don't really detail what these expenses were. Would it help if I just sent you like an accountant's copy of my QuickBooks or?
Good question, Sheila. I think that typically speaking, from the information that you provide us, we know we're able to kind of tell what the expenses are. So let's kind of play it by ear. I don't think so right now, but if that changes, I'll let you know if that works.
Okay.
But Gort's the typical expenses each quarter. It's pretty straightforward.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. Can I get a motion then to accept the fourth quarter expenditure list?
I make a motion to accept the fourth quarter expenditure list.
I'll second that.
Okay, all those in favor say aye.
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 All right, that's unanimous. All right, fourth quarter financials.
Do Excuse me. All right. So we have both districts one and two. I'll start with district number one. So these are your unaudited financial statements for December 31. So through once we work through the 2025 audit, possible that there could be changes, though we don't anticipate anything significant. Believe we have all the information needed for these. So starting with the balance sheet for all funds, total assets at the end of December were about 1.6 million. The majority of that sitting in the debt service fund, about 1.2 million sitting with UMB in that surplus fund, and then receivables of about 200, or excuse me, 358,000, which is the due from district number two for the property taxes collected there, and then the receivable from the county treasurer for about 251,000. In the general fund, I would note we have total assets of about 54,000. 53,000 represents the administrative carve out, so we have that reflected as a due from the debt service fund to the general fund. Once those property tax collections occur, then we would have UMB as the bond trustee send the 53,000 to the district's checking account. Then for liabilities, about 24,000 here, as we know, kind of an accumulated balance here for the general fund as we wait for those property tax collections. So next page is the general fund budget to actual. Interest income was earned about $8 on the Mountain America accounts. Total expenditures just under 40,000. So that includes accounting, auditing, insurance, as well as district management, and then those bank fees that we discussed. One question, Sheila or Michael, for either of you. We don't have any legal costs captured. I don't know if, I believe Brandon is still the attorney here. I don't know if he has any fees that he's kind of billed through for 2025, but would certainly want to capture anything before we get to the 2025 audit, if so.
He does have, I believe we have an invoice for him.
Okay.
We just haven't paid it yet.
Okay. If you wouldn't mind forwarding that to me, Sheila, we
Yeah.
will at least get that expense captured.
Okay.
Okay.
And it wasn't in the already accounts receipt or payables then.
No.
Okay. All right. Yeah, I'll find it here.
Okay. Thank you. And then other financing sources, 12,000 of developer advances were received for the year. That included some costs earlier this year and then also covered the audit fees for the 2023 audit that were paid a couple months ago. And then that transfer of 53,000 represents that due from that will be paid once those property taxes are collected. Then moving to the debt service fund budget to actual, total revenues here about 188,000. So we've got current year property taxes about 138,000. This was captured and accrued as a receivable based on the information available through the tax commission. Interest income earned on those funds sitting with UMB. And then expenses about 886,000 for bond interest. Sheila, I'll also connect with you on the paying agent fees. I would anticipate that UMB would have those fees, and I believe they should be able to pay those from the surplus fund, but we can again kind of connect offline on that.
Okay.
Shelby,
Yes, Michael.
those taxes, are they for 2024 or 2025?
The 137,000 here, this would be the 2025 taxes. We do still have a receivable on the books for the 2024 taxes that was recognized on the 2024 financials.
So it's not a running total that of put
Yeah,
off or do you have a
this is not, but if I go back to the balance sheet, this receivable from county,
Okay, I got it.
that's the running total.
Thanks.
Okay. Then last page here is the capital projects fund. There's just a small amount that we still have showing in the UMB account. So about $11 of interest was earned with about $290 remaining here. Any other questions on the financials?
Nope.
Okay, let me go to district number two. So again, starting with the balance sheet here, about 145,000 is the receivable from the county. So again, that's also the cumulative amount of property taxes anticipated to be collected and remitted to the district once they're off hold with the state. And then moving to the budget to actual, 38,000 represents current year property taxes, so 2025 property taxes recorded as receivable and recognized as revenue. And then we've recorded that intergovernmental expenditure for those funds being transferred to district number one once collected. Any questions on that?
I just had a question for later, but you did bring it up there just a second ago. Once the funds are released from the state, when are we going to be able to get those released with the audit being done?
Yep. So I think that as soon as the audit is finalized, we'll get that uploaded to the state. I think that that's a pretty quick process then for them to release that hold. And then Michael or I can also contact the county just to coordinate with them as well. So then once the county releases that, we'll need to get those funds to UMB. And then I believe that UMB will cut a check back to the district for the administrative carve out. And I believe at this point, too, they should then cut the check for the 2020, what would have been the 2025 carve out, as well as the 2026 carve out. So then with those revenues, we would be able to, the district would be able to repay the developer for what was advanced in 2025, and then to cover kind of the outstanding and then the 2026 expenses. So I think it happened pretty quickly, Michael. And again, we'll go ahead.
Oh, sorry, Michael, did that happen last time? Did we talk about this in December and you were going to check on it with the county?
So typically, what happens in talking with the state auditor is once a week they'll go through, see what all the reporting is. And they will send out notices twice a month to the county recorders. The county recorders will then update their system. So, Carrie is the gentleman over at the county treasurer's office. So, as soon as we get it filed with the state auditor, I can make a phone call to Brooke, see if Brooke can get a hold of Carrie or send the release notice as soon as they get it. That way we can get with Carrie and he can get the release out as quick as he can.
So I, for some reason, was thinking that it was filed with the state last month. Am I wrong? Do we not have it yet?
So the 2024 audit is still outstanding, Michael.
Not the 23, yeah.
Yeah, 23 was done. So 2024, I think the auditors are close. Sheila, I'm actually going to be sending you an email. They got some expenditure selections for some of those amounts paid out of the Mountain America account. So we'll just need invoices there. So I think that they're close. They had previously communicated with me that they felt like they'd be able to have that wrapped up and finished before the end of this month. I think we're still on track with that.
Okay, so I think I remember, Michael, you said we couldn't get the 23 released. They have to have all of it before they'll release any of it.
Yep, the
All of the audits
district
in.
has to come off hold completely before they'll
Okay.
even do previous year. Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you both.
So I had a quick question. You said earlier that they will release the carve out for 2024 and 2025. Is that correct?
I believe that they should. I'll double check the bond indenture and I'll send a note over to UMB as well, just to kind of get in front of this so that they're aware once the property taxes are collected. But I think since there was just the lag in the timing, we would the district would direct the trustee to release funds for both years.
Okay, and then did we have any catch up on 2023 as well? Or did we receive all the property taxes for 2023?
I think we had. I'll double check that, Sheila. Yeah, let me double check. I don't recall right now.
I
Okay.
thought we did as well, Shelby, since it's always a year behind.
And now that I'm thinking about this, all these indentures are a little bit different. But I think what we had been doing previously, Sheila, was that we would, David or I were telling you kind of each of those property tax checks, how much to keep in the Mountain America account, and then what to transfer to UMB rather than waiting for UMB to send it back to us. So I think that 2023, the district was whole, but I'll double check that.
Okay. So, and that's another question. Why did they change from sending it to us and then we send it on to UMB?
They may not have. I apologize. I might be confusing deals here. Like I said, all the indentures just have slight differences. So all I think that for Redbridge, it's what we were doing previously. You would receive the funds. We'll want to coordinate together to determine what should be kept of both the District 2 and District 1 taxes, and then we'll determine what you should then send over to UMB. They
Okay.
wouldn't have changed it. I think I was just
Okay.
confused from later deals.
So, Shelby, I have a question. Previously, I want to say the payment or the checks were going to the your guys's office up
I
in
think that was
Midvale.
changed to go to Sheila
Okay.
directly. I'll
Yeah,
reach out
I
to
remember talking about that, and I think we did say we were going to have them just come to me directly first so that, and
I
then
just wanted to make sure what address when we talked to Carrie, where to have them sent to.
we have a P.O. box in Payson. It's P.O. box 37, and that's 84651.
Okay. Yeah, we'll confirm with Carrie that I think that they got that updated.
Okay.
Make sure.
Okay. Hey, any other questions on the financials?
Nope.
Shelby, are you done?
I'm done.
Okay. Could we get a motion then to accept the quarterly financials as presented?
Yes, I make a motion to accept the quarterly financials as presented.
I'll
Thanks,
second
Michael.
that.
Thanks, Sheila. All those in favor say aye.
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 That is unanimous. All right, you guys have anything for us?
My big questions were about the audit, so
Okay.
I think I'm good.
Yeah,
Hey,
I think we've got our meeting scheduled for s December already as well, right?
Yep. She sent them out for the whole year.
Yeah, so I think we're good.
Okay. So I have two things. So, Mike, I'm going to send, I have to do the, well, we have the quarterly finance or the quarterly report for Q4. So any
Okay.
updates, be thinking about those. And then we have the budget report, and I'll send you that, just requires your signature. So it's just mainly the budget and then the form. And then we send that to the bondholders. So look for that. That'll be coming today or tomorrow. Okay. All right. Well, if there's nothing else, motion to adjourn.
I make a motion to adjourn.
I'll second that.
Okay, all those in favor say aye.
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 I...
All right.